Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Horace Michael, Beulah Tabernacle Church. It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, and we want to welcome you to our prayer call tonight. Our prayer call tonight will have a focus that is actually interestingly following from last week's call, where we dealt with the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. Verses 14 through 21. Today we'll be using as the foundation for our prayer Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20, and 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. Again, our biblical foundation for our prayer focus tonight is coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 19 through 22, and then the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. We want to welcome you and invite you to open up your Bibles as we go before the Lord in prayer tonight, and even to take notes tonight as the Lord guides us through this prayer experience, that you can be blessed and edified, and that whatever inspiration you receive through the prayer, that you can make a note of it for future reference. I want you to understand that God is about to speak to you tonight, excuse me, through his word. His word is alive. The Bible said, "The spirit quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It's a life-giving word. And so tonight we want to encourage you to open up your Bibles and prepare your hearts for prayer as we go before the presence of the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. It reads on this wise, "And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korhites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever.' And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." That's 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. I actually wanted to add verse number 18 because that sets the stage for what verse 19 talks about. So I'm going to ask you to make a note of that. It says, "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord." And it is in this position, this posture of worship, that God begins to strengthen the people as they had received the word of God from Gehazi. It is important for you to know that God was working in the midst of the people. Jehaziel was the son of Zechariah, who the Spirit of the Lord came upon in the midst of the congregation. And he, by the direction and the unction of the Lord, uttered these profound words: "Ye shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." This text is the familiar text that we use for this year's theme and focus for the ministry. All I see is victory. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20, says to us tonight, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, oh, glory to God, there am I in the midst of them." Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. The Lord has added a blessing to his word. The word of the Lord is blessed. I want you to understand from our foundation scriptures that the God we serve is the God of battles, and he gives to his children victory. Prayer and humility, even the fast, when Jahaziel spoke to the people of God, Jehoshaphat had called the people to a fast. The people had turned down their plates. The little ones, the children, the wives, they came before the Lord. And when they came before the Lord, they came in the spirit of humility, imploring God, seeking his divine intervention. And when we read of what God did in response to their prayer, fasting, and worship, the Bible says that the innumerable host, because in this text in 2 Chronicles 20, it was a large group. It was more than what Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah could handle. It was more than they can bear, but it wasn't more than God could handle. God sent ambushments as praise and singing was lifted to him. And the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir basically turned on themselves to defeat themselves. And what was the end result? The people of God were victorious. And when they went to collect the spoils, because anytime there's a battle, there is going to be spoils. And somebody needs to write that down. Your battle is not for nothing. Not only are you going to come out a winner, you're going to come out with more in the name of Jesus. Not only are you going to come out a winner, you're going to come out with more. There were spoils to be collected. And when you read 2 Chronicles chapter 20 in its entirety, I want to encourage you to do that. You will see that the Bible says that it took Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem 3 days to collect the spoils. Now, keep in mind that the number of men in the armies of Judah, these were tens of thousands. They were large numbers. These were not small numbers. These were great hosts. They were outnumbered by their enemy, but don't let that fool you. They were a large number of people. So it wasn't that it was two or three that was collecting the spoils. It was thousands. And it took them days to get that job done. God is about to bring some spoils into your life. The victory is coming with spoils. And I wish somebody would just echo that in your spirit. You can even put it in the chat. This victory is going to come with spoils. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20 sets the context for tonight's battle. Oh, glory to God. It sets the stage for tonight's victory. Somebody needs to say tonight's victory, tonight's victory. Because whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. I feel witness in my spirit right now. Somebody need to declare it shall be done. Verse 18, let me show you what's going on in verse 18, 19, and 20. There is a progression happening in these three verses. The first verse of it, 18, speaks of one person, the ability of one person. Hallelujah. Hataya Raboshanda. Verily I say unto you, personal, whatever you bind, whatever you loose. Hallelujah. Verse 19 talks about two of us now. So now it's getting deeper. Now it's getting more intense. Because sometimes we fight a battle that gets real intense. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost on this line. Sometimes the battle is intense. And when it becomes intense, sometimes you got to call in reinforcements. And there's nothing wrong with Holy Ghost reinforcements coming in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, there's nothing wrong with calling in for Holy Ghost reinforcements. I wish I had a witness. I can feel the Holy Spirit on the line right now. And so it's okay to have Holy Ghost reinforcements. It's okay to have supernatural reinforcements. The Bible says the angels of the Lord are encamped round about us that fear him and trust him. But tonight, I'm not talking about the angels. I'm talking about the saints. Where if two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything, this is what the word says, they shall ask. It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Okay, so verse 18 talks about binding and loosing. Verse 19 talks about petition. Those are two forms of prayer. Verse 20 talks about praise, talks about worship. Praise is a type of prayer, the prayer of praise, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of binding and loosing. I want to share this with you tonight because we're going to pull out all the stops. Hallelujah. The prayer of binding and loosing, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of praise. Verse 20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, this becomes even more intense. So this is the transition. This is the shift. Hallelujah. We're not fighting. See, you have to understand that the Spirit of God does not want you to be contentious. Doesn't want you to be embittered. It doesn't want you to come with a nasty attitude. That is not the Holy Spirit. The disposition in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 is a disposition of worship. The disposition in Matthew chapter 18, the verses that we're reading, is in verse 20 in particular, is a disposition of worship. And so tonight, I want you to posture yourselves for power. Hallelujah. We're in the posture of prayer, and the posture of prayer is the posture of power. My God, somebody needs to make a note of that. Whether you're putting it in the chat or whether you're writing it in your notes, I encourage you all the time to have a notebook. You've got to write down what the Holy Spirit says so you don't forget it. The posture of prayer is the posture of power. Tonight, we are going to be praying three particular areas: the area of pride, the area of deliverance, and the area of soundness. As we go into these areas of prayer, the first spirit that we'll be dealing with supernatural power to overcome is the spirit of haughtiness, that spirit of pride. That spirit of pride that comes, that rises itself up, that tries to supersede the issue of purity. Purity, the Lord wants us to be pure, but pride gets in the way of purity. Hallelujah. Pride gets in the way of purity, but we're going to deal with pride tonight. The second is going to be the spirit of bondage, and this is for deliverance, because there's a need for deliverance tonight, and we're going to be praying, binding that spirit of bondage. We're going to come against those addictions and those compulsive sinful behaviors tonight. And then the spirit of infirmity that comes against soundness. The Lord wants you to walk in purity, wants you to walk in deliverance, wants you to walk in soundness. And the spirit of the Lord identified to me strong men that are fighting in these areas of the lives of those that are on this line. And so we will be dealing with these three strong men tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to posture yourselves in prayer as the Holy Spirit leads us to in prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Spirit of haughtiness, spirit of pride coming against purity in the believer's life. Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us to holiness and to sanctification. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us to walk in love and to walk in purity. Thank you that you have called us to walk in a way that will honor you, Lord, that we will talk in a way that honors you, that we will dress in a way that honors you, that we will conduct our lives in a way that honors you. And so, Lord God, we come against the spirit of haughtiness tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We know that the spirit of haughtiness, that spirit of pride, comes to shackle your people in a subtle way, comes to bind them, Lord God, in a way that almost is in a stealthily fashion, to the extent that some might not even recognize what's going on, what the devil is doing. But Lord, the devil is a liar. You have called us, Lord God, not to walk in pride, which is what caused Satan to be cast out of heaven. Lucifer was cast out of heaven because of pride. And we know, Lord God, that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Lord God, I thank you that you do not want us to fall. It is your spirit that is in us, that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of our God. I thank you that your purpose in us through the Holy Ghost is to present us without a spot or without a wrinkle. And so purity is not only our purpose here, but it's our call in you as the church of the living God. Lord God, we come against this spirit of pride that tries to rise up, Lord God, in obstinance, strife, and contention. Oh God, that self-righteous spirit of pride and the spirit of haughtiness, oh God, even the spirit of idleness. Oh God, the devil is so tricky, but we expose him tonight. Hallelujah. You call for us, Lord God, to walk in purity, to walk in sexual purity, to walk in relational purity, Lord God, so that our hearts and our emotions are not swayed away because of the pride of life. Oh God, nothing is in the world but the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And these things are in the world, and you tell us to not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But tonight we stir up the spirit of humility. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, the spirit of humility right now that counteracts the spirit of pride. Thank you, Lord. We recognize, hallelujah, that everything we have, it comes from you. Hallelujah. We recognize that we could not do anything without you. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you will exalt us in due time. If there's any great thing that's going to happen, if there's anything, Tayarabosha, great thing that's going to come of it, it's going to come because we have humbled ourselves and acknowledge you. Oh God, our Father, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he that alone dwelleth in a light that no man can approach unto, he that dwelleth in the holy hill, in the mountain of Zion, in the mountains of our God, we bless you, oh God. The angels cry holy, the fiery ones, the seraphims, hallelujah, dare not come close. But Lord God, they stand aback, hallelujah, as they recognize your purity. They recognize the incredible, matchless purity, oh God. And it is that purity that you put in us by the Holy Spirit. I thank you right now that you make us holy with yourself. I thank you right now. You told us better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And so, Lord, we yield ourselves to you. Hallelujah. We yield ourselves to you in our sexuality. We know that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and our body belongs to you. We are not our own. Oh, God, our emotions, keep us pure in our emotions, O Lord, and we humble ourselves to you. We are grateful, Lord, that we are not afraid of the enemy, but Lord God, we humble ourselves because we know you've got something better. We humble ourselves because your ways are right. Lord God, even in developing us and making us, Lord God, we accept developmental purity, O Kayana Raboshanda, to make us what we ought to be, to yield ourselves to you in humility. Lord God, we thank you that purity is connected to humility. And God, we know that without you, we can do nothing, but we know that there is nothing too hard for you. So we declare in faith and confidence tonight, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Thank you that we can walk in purity. Thank you that we can say no to the devil. Thank you that we can confess the word of God and believe that he that has brought us is he that will keep us. He that has brought us is he that will carry us. Boshanda. Hallelujah. You brought us out of sin, and you can keep us and preserve us, Lord God, so that the devil cannot do us any harm. We thank you that we are the servants of righteousness, and because of this, we bind that spirit of pride. Without you, we are nothing. Lord God, we bind that spirit of pride. Oh God, we appreciate all that you've done. We recognize you as our sanctifier. We recognize you as our consecrator. We recognize you as our all and all. And so tonight, Lord God, we lift our hands in worship and we praise your holy name, and we make room for the King of our lives. We make room for the King of our souls. We make room for the captain of the armies of heaven to come on in. We sing the songs of Zion. We offer the praise of the righteous. We believe in the Lord our God so that we will be established. We believe the voice of your prophets so that we shall prosper. And we praise your name right now. As the appointed singers, Lord, I thank you that we have appointed singers on the line tonight. Somebody on this line to sing a song of Zion, to sing a song of victory. Lord God, I thank you that the celestial choir is on the line tonight. We've got a song that the angels cannot sing. I've been redeemed. I've been washed, and I'm grateful. We may not be angels, but we are the saints of the Most High God. We are the saints. We are married to the Lord. We are the Beulah of God. Hallelujah. We are not forsaken. We are not forgotten. We are not cast down. We are the Beulah of God. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name right now because we come against that spirit of pride and we loose the spirit of humility, and we thank you for victory in this area right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you again because you invite us to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Lord God, when the spirit of bondage comes in, hallelujah, we come against it now. When addictions come in, when compulsive sinful behavior come in, oh God, hey God, when obsession comes in and oppression comes in, up to even possession, Lord, the devil is a liar. Lord God, I thank you for every Holy Ghost filled person on this line right now, because deliverance is already ours. I thank you for every born again believer on this line right now, born of the water, born of the spirit. Deliverance is ours right now. I thank you, oh God, as we bind the spirit of addiction, we bind the spirit of compulsive sinful behavior. Lord God, the devil comes in to try to bind up our emotions, to bind up our thoughts, to bind up our actions, but the devil is a liar tonight. I'm grateful to you, Lord, that the devil doesn't have more power than the Holy Ghost. And tonight we confess your word. We speak the word of God and thank you that after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we shall have power. Tonight, Lord, I thank you for the power that's on this line. I thank you for the power of every woman, the power of every man, the power of every young person. Oh, God, hallelujah. Once you have spoken it, twice I have heard it. Power belongs to God. Oh, God, I thank you. You have delegated power to your children. You have dispensed it to us in the power of, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And because of that, we've got dunamis tonight. I thank you for the dunamis that you're releasing, hallelujah, in the atmosphere, even as we speak your word right now. Power is released for deliverance. Power is released for the conditioning of minds. Power is released to underscore victory in the name of Jesus. And I know, Lord God, that the devil operates by appetite. I know, Lord God, that the devil operates by desire. And so, Lord God, we know tonight that we have got to make sure that our appetite is on you. And so, God, I pray right now that you will give a godly hunger. A godly hunger. Oh God, you said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. But Lord, we don't just want to hunger for the first experience of salvation. We want to stay hungry for you, to have the hunger for the things of God, hunger after holiness, hunger after freedom, hunger, hallelujah, after your word, even after your presence. Oh God, I thank you for a godly hunger that's even experienced in seeking after you with all of our heart. You told us to seek the Lord. You told us to seek your face. You told us to seek your presence. You told us to seek after you. As the deer panteth at the water sprouts, so does my soul long after thee. Oh God, renew the thirst. Renew the tayanaboshanda. Renew the hunger. Renew the zeal. Oh God, that the will and the heart would be turned toward obedience. That the will and the heart would be turned towards your word. We know, Lord God, that if the devil gets kicked out, we've got to shut the door. And so tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we shut the doors. We bind the demon and we shut the doors. We come against the strong man of deliverance and we shut the door. Hallelujah. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Thank you tonight, Lord, for the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. We belong to you. We are the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Deliverance belongs to the people of God. It's the children's bread. And so tonight, Lord, I pray that the voice of the righteous would be heard. I pray that the prayers of the sanctified would go up like a sweet-smelling savor, like an offering and an incense. Somebody on the line needs a hunger for you. Somebody on the line needs deliverance in Jesus' name. Somebody on the line needs to have a hunger for you. Oh, mighty God. Lord God, stir up the hunger. Stir up the hunger for righteousness. Stir up the hunger for holiness. Stir up the hunger to be free. Hallelujah. My God, I thank you that when the heart and the mind have been set on a thing, even in pure human effort and strength, that's a lot to work with. That's something to work with. And so, Lord, touch the minds right now. Lord, we know we can't change a person's behavior, but we can pray that you give them a hunger. We can't make anybody do anything, but we can pray, Lord God, that divine intervention takes place. The same way the devil comes in like a flood, we pray that the angels of the Lord would move in with greater power. Somebody needs angelic assistance. We dispatch the holy angels of God to that home right now. We dispatch the holy angels of God into that room right now. We pray for the power of God to manifest even now in the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit of adoption to remind your people who they belong to. The spirit of adoption is combined with supernatural authority. I thank you that our authority is connected to our adoption rights. Thank you, oh God. We are no longer the servants of sin, but we are the servants of God. We are no longer at the beck and call of the sinful nature, for sin shall not have dominion over you. It shall not have dominion over us. I release a fresh wind of deliverance in the name of Jesus. I release a fresh word of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Emotional deliverance, psychological deliverance, physical deliverance, spiritual deliverance. We don't belong to the devil. We belong to God. And so over every area of sin tonight, we bind those demons now. Hallelujah. Bind those demonic influences. And we pray for the release of the Holy Spirit of power, the release of angelic assistance, divine intervention. Step in, Lord. Like you did it in the old days. Step in, Lord. Like you did it for Jehoshaphat. Step in, Lord. Like you did it when the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to give you praise. Somebody is standing in their home right now. Somebody's got lifted hands in their home right now. Hey, hey, hey. And we are not ashamed to praise you. We are not ashamed to recognize you. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. Thank you for the hunger after holiness. Thank you for the power of prayer and fasting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go before us now. Hallelujah. Go before your people right now. go before your children right now. Step in and stretch out. Step in and stretch out the God whose mercy endureth forever. Step in and stretch out. Lord, you know where this prayer is needed tonight. Step in and stretch out. You know, Lord God, what soul needs this. Step in and stretch out. Hallelujah. We bless you for victory over the spirit of bondage. We thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. That's not just an experience, but deliverance is a lifestyle. Thank you. Hallelujah. Once we've been made free, you said we can stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Thank you. We don't have to go back under the yoke of bondage. No more, no more bondage, no more shame, no more guilt, for the life of God is in us. No more going back, no backsliding. Hallelujah. No backsliding. I speak it over your life right now. I speak it over your life right now. I put it in the atmosphere. No backsliding. No backsliding. No backsliding. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you tonight. Victory over the spirit of bondage. Lord God, tonight we move on to deal with the spirit of infirmity. You have spoke to us, Lord, concerning purity and deliverance. And even now, you're dealing with us concerning soundness in our spirit, soundness in our soul, soundness in our body. Lord, I come against this spirit of infirmity that will have your people bent over. I cannot aboshetaya. I come against this spirit of infirmity that would try to grip, Lord God, and cause your people and even those that are seeking to get to know you better to be impotent, to act without power, Lord God, having lingering disorders and lingering maladies, Lord God, weakness, being beaten down and bent over. The devil is a liar, Lord God. Even that spirit, Lord God, of infirmity that brings arthritis and issues of respiratory challenge, asthma, allergies, and the like. Lord God, we know that there are some things that are connected with the environment, but Lord, there are some things that are connected with the enemy's attack against your people. And tonight, Lord God, we draw the distinction between the two. Lord God, where we need to learn how to eat better, help us to eat better. When we need to learn how to take care of our bodies better, help us to learn how to take care of our bodies better. But tonight, Lord God, when it comes down to the supernatural, we're believing you right now that you are the God that will bring healing, that you are the God that will turn things around, and even the spirit of infirmity. Oh God, that demon, hallelujah, that would even cause people to be bent over. Lord God, we lift up the woman. We reminded of the woman who was bent over for 18 long years with the spirit of infirmity. We bring her up to you in this prayer tonight, and how that Jesus saw her and called her to him. And when he saw her, he said, "Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made whole. Tonight, Lord God, not only was she made whole, but she glorified you. Tonight, Lord God, I speak over this prayer line in the name of Jesus, and we bind these lingering disorders. We bind this frailty and lameness. We bind the spirit that would cause your people to feel bent over or beaten down. The devil is a liar. We bind the crippling spirit, hallelujah, that will cause limbs to be bent and disfigured. Oh God, that would cause even bodily damage. Lord, the devil is a liar. Oh God, but tonight We loose the gifts of healing. Hallelujah. We speak across this line. And I thank you that somebody on the line has a gift of healing. And we thank you for those gifts in the body of Christ. We may not be together, but I believe you for the supernatural release of the gift of healing, that healing would operate on this line tonight. Lord, we release healing. Hallelujah. We release healing. We release healing as we bind the spirit of infirmity. We release the gifts of healing. Lord God, we thank you tonight for the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We release the spirit of life on the line. You are not the spirit of death. You are the spirit of life. For the Bible tells us that the thief goeth about to seeking whom he may devour, to kill, to steal, and destroy. But you said, I come that they might have life. We release that spirit right now. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to praise him for life. For life in the Holy Ghost, life in the Spirit, life even right here and right now, that's subject to the Word of God. Everything is subject to God's Word. God's Word is ruler. God's Word is dominion. God's Word is power. God's Word is Himself. And all things are subject to God's Word. And tonight, we speak the spirit of life, hallelujah, and we release the power of God. As we release the power of God's word, as we confess the power of God's word, we release God's power. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name for the release of power. We couldn't release it if we didn't have it. Hallelujah. We couldn't declare it if it wasn't ours. Tonight we speak by right. Tonight we speak by right and by authority. As the angel of this church, as the shepherd of this congregation, Lord God, you have given me divine authority to speak your word as the oracle of God. And tonight I come with intercession in my spirit. Tonight I come with authority in my soul. Tonight I come with the name of Jesus. Tonight we come in the authority of your word, in the power of your word, in the power of yourself. Hallelujah. We bind that spirit of pride. We bind that spirit of bondage. We come against the spirit of infirmity, and we release ourselves unto you. Lord, tonight we deal with sin on this prayer. We deal with sin, the sin that so easily beset us. Oh, God. Lord God, we can't talk about your goodness. We can't talk about your promises without dealing with the hindrances. And so tonight, Lord God, somebody needs to confess their sin. Somebody needs to turn around from sin. Somebody needs to make a decision to repent. Lord God, to confess it and to forsake it. And so, God, we deal with the reality of hindrances to our prayers. We're not going to let the devil have any territory tonight. We take the territory tonight. We take the territory. Hey, glory to God. My brothers take the territory. My sisters take the territory. My sons take the territory. My daughters take the territory. Your people, we take the territory. We come into Jericho. We come into Jordan. We come into Canaan. We take territory tonight. We come against fear. Hallelujah. And we acknowledge how fear can grip hearts. And tonight, Lord God, we take territory from fear. Fear tried to take territory. Fear had taken territory from your people. But tonight, we take the territory from fear. We come against unbelief tonight. We come against the ignorance of your word. Oh God, you told us to hide your word in our hearts so that we don't sin against against you. Lord God, it's the entrance of your word that brings light and life. It's your word that brings direction. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord God, let the revelation come. Oh, let revelation come, Lord. We got to go through something sometime to get revelation. But Lord, help us to hold on long enough to get it. Hallelujah. Some are trying so hard, and the enemy's trying to cause them to give up. But tonight, the devil is a liar. We take territory from the devil. We will seek your word. We will seek your direction. There is nothing greater than the word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Oh, God. Hallelujah. It's your word that gives life. It's your word that transforms. It's your word that makes new. And tonight, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word. Lord God, tonight, I'm praying for the people on this line, Lord God, because some of the Christians, some of the spirit-filled on this line, they're carnal in their thinking. They're carnal in their walking. They're playing with sin and think it's okay and think it's not seen and think it's not known. But to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We cannot play with sin and try to live the godly life. Hallelujah. 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 We got to cross over. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let there be a crossing over. Hallelujah. The people of God, they had to go through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. That baptism, that crossing over was important for their deliverance. And even the new generation under Joshua's leadership, they had to cross through their Jordan. They had to get to the other side. How was that also displayed to us with the disciples and Jesus Christ when they went to the man that was possessed with demons? They had to cross over to get to the other side. And tonight, Lord God, I speak over this congregation. I speak over every person and every family on this line that tonight we cross over. Tonight we cross over to the other side. Tonight we cross over. We leave the world behind. We leave carnality behind. Oh God, the world behind me and the cross before me. The world behind us and the cross before us. No turning back tonight. No, we've drawn the line. We've drawn the line. Our mind is made up. Hallelujah. We've drawn the line. And Lord God, it's nothing to nothing but you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you right now. Oh God, we bless you right now. Oh God, there may be some that are struggling with the belief that they deserve to be healed. There are some may be struggling, feeling, Lord God, that they're not worthy to be healed. But I'm so glad that Jesus took the sins of all the world. He took everything that made us unworthy so that you can make us worthy. And when we accept what Christ has done, it helps us to accept what you have to offer. Oh God. When we accept what Christ has done, it helps us to accept what you have to offer. When we see Jesus on the cross for us, we can see the Holy Ghost, and we can see you in us to live. Your power for us to live is Christ, to die is gain. Help us to get the revelation tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, there are some that the devil has deceived, that deep down, they don't even want to be healed. They want to be sick. They want to stay in a position of need and dependence. Lord God, but the devil is a liar. We break the spirit of self-imposed deception. We bind the spirit of living on drama. The devil is a liar. You didn't cause us to live in drama, but if drama comes, you've taught us how to handle it. We don't live in drama. We don't bring drama, but if it comes, we know how to handle it. In the name of Jesus, we will rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, we will resist the devil, and he must flee from us. And so tonight, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for these your own.
Tonight, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your precious children. Tonight, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for sinner and saint alike. Tonight, Lord God, I thank you that you've allowed us to come together in your presence. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, we stand on your word. And we declare you are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord God, I thank you. You taught us how to praise you. You taught us how to speak your word. We don't speak foul language. We don't speak words of anger and rage, but you put the word in our spirit. You told us to speak your word, that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. That is what we should do. You told us in Philippians 4, verse 8, to think on certain things. Give us, Lord God, the sense to follow your direction and to not make excuses for sin. Lord God, we bind that demonic spirit. We bind that spirit of sorrowfulness. We bind that spirit of neediness. Lord God, you haven't made us to need. You've made us to conquer. Hallelujah. Yes, we are workers together and we pray one for another that we may be whole. But you've taught us, Lord God, to walk right before you. If nobody wants to walk right, we'll walk right by ourselves. You told us, Lord God, to trust your word that man look at the outward appearance, but you regard the heart. You've taught us that if we've got to go by ourselves, we just got to go by ourselves. Hallelujah. And sometimes the road is narrow and we experience the reality of the narrowness of the road, that there's not enough room for two. Hallelujah. There's only room for one. And so, Lord God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for this narrow road. Thank you, Lord God, for this Holy Ghost road. Thank you, Lord God. We're not making excuses for sin. We're not trying to find loopholes in the scripture to give us an out for doing what's right. Lord God, oh God, I thank you. Your word is pure. Your word is whole. Your word is holy, and it will make us the same. Everything your word is, we will be like it if we accept it. If we accept the word, it will transform us. If we accept the word, we will grow. I'm not going to entertain feeling sorry for myself, because I've got no reason to fear. I've got every reason to give you praise. When we look back at our lives and we consider where we could have been, nobody on this line has a reason to feel bad. We lift up our eyes to the Most High God and lift up our voice to the God of heaven and of earth, and we give you praise. Praise is comely to the righteous. Praise becomes us. And tonight, Lord God, before we end this prayer, Lord God, I thank you. You've given us an invitation to praise you. So now, my brothers and sisters, just open up your mouth right where you are. We have been given a divine invitation to praise God. Praise him now, my brothers and my sisters. Praise him now, young people and old people. Praise him now. We are at the fount. We're at the holy fount right now. Praise him now. The feast of the Lord is before us. Praise him now. The table of God is spread. Praise him now. His promises are yes and amen. Praise him now and watch the supernatural take place. Praise him now. Oh, hear ye the word of the Lord. Hanarabo Shakaya. Hey, open up your mouth and fill that place with your praise. I don't care if somebody hears you. I don't care if the window is open. I don't care if the neighbors think you're noisy. You better give God the praise that he deserves. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you because we love you. We praise you because we're thankful. We praise you because you're holy. We praise you because you're beautiful. We praise you because you're merciful. We praise you because you're omniscient. You know everything about us, yet you call us your beloved. Oh, my God, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his mighty acts, even until the children of men. And so tonight, Lord God, as we come in the spirit of victory, tonight, oh God, as we come, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to a flight, three can put 1,000,000 to a flight. Lord God, I thank you even now. Hallelujah. We stand together because we stand on your word. Lord God, our praise sets an ambush for the enemy. And tonight, Lord God, let the enemy be fallen. Let the enemy fall. Let every enemy of our spirit, let them fall. Let them fall. Let them fall. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Let the enemies fall. Hallelujah. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank you for the bloodline. Thank you for the blood protection. Oh, my God, thank you for the angels that have been given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I thank you. Woo! We've got an army with us. We cannot aboshanda. I see the army. I see the army. I see the army. Lord God, though a host should rise against us, our hearts shall not fear. Lord God, the war should come against us, and this will we be confident. We thank you, Lord. The enemies will stumble and fall. And so tonight we stand aside to watch the praises of the Lord work. Hallelujah. We watch the praises work. We offer the praise and watch them work. We offer our worship and watch it work. Oh, God, do your thing, God. Do your thing. Do your thing for your children. Do your thing for your daughters. Do your thing for your sons. Do your things for your people. Do your thing, Lord. Do your thing. Be God. Be God as only you can. We accept your godliness in this. We accept your decision in time. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord God, somebody is struggling with a thing tonight by the Holy Ghost. Lord God, I hear the struggle and I speak in the Holy Spirit. We accept your decision on the matter, Lord. And it may not be something we're comfortable with. It may not be something that we even expected to hear tonight on this prayer. But tonight in the Holy Ghost, Lord God, we accept your decision. We accept your decision. We accept your decision in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Now, even now, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, all the way, I'm going all the way, all the way, I'm going all the way, oh, all the way, I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord. Oh, all the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord. Hallelujah. No turning back. I'm going all the way. Oh, no turning back. I'm going all the way. No turning back. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord. My mind's made up. I'm going all the way. Oh, got a made up mind. I'm going all the way. Yes, I've got a made up mind. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord.
I'm going all the way with the Lord. I'm going all the way with the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just want to ask you now to take yourself off mute. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And just let's begin to offer God a praise right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, and let's offer God a praise. Come on and offer your praise. As the praises go up, blessings
come down.
Hey, we this line we praise. Voice of victory in Jesus' name. No suicide. Dying. Giving up. Lord. Atmosphere of victory. An atmosphere of healing. We create an atmosphere for the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. Right now in that room, now in that house, right now, there where the praises are, yeah, we release our praise, and you do your thing. We release our praise, and we watch you work. We release our praise, and we take the weapon formed against us. Father, we bless your name tonight, and we thank you for meeting us here in this sacred place. Thank you for meeting us here in this solemn assembly. Thank you for meeting us here where the people of God have heeded the call to prayer, the call to power. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sins, then will I heal the land. Let your name be upon this house. Let your eyes be upon this place. Oh God, Almighty God, Lord, hear the prayers that come out of this house. Lord God, I thank you that your eyes are going to be open to us and your ears are going to be attent to the prayer that is made in this place. For you have chosen us and sanctify us that your name may be upon us, that your eyes and your heart would be with us perpetually. And so I thank you for the perpetual presence. Oh, the Almighty God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, until we meet again, until we come together, live rapture ready and take the limits off God. Live rapture ready and take the limits off God. God bless you. See you next time. In Jesus' name.